Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Hello there. We don't have much time this morning, so we're just going to get right into it.
Why don't we have much time, baby?
Because we're going to be interviewing Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah, straight after the show.
So we need to try and put a little bit of prep in.
Yep. So that if you're listening to this and it's today, which is Monday, listen to Tuesday's show. Dermot Kennedy's going to be on it.
Okay, I'm just going to go through what we spoke about. I had a very strange encounter with my delivery man on Saturday night.
Very good story.
Ordered a chipper.
Callum had a mouse problem in the house.
Yeah. Then it was all about you, baby,
wow,
painting.
I did a live painting.
How did you find it?
So much fun. Really therapeutic. Go and have a look on Instagram Live. The whole thing's captured there.
Then you play Catchphrase on the radio.
Won that again. That was great.
Gave away Dermot Kennedy tickets.
Yeah. And
it
tomorrow's
just has everything, doesn't
it? It really is something for everyone. Callum, do you have to say anything before we go?
He's worked very hard.
He can't hear us. He's got headphones.
He's sweating. He can't hear us. Describe what he looks like.
God, he's head down. Oh, he's hurt.
He kind of looks like the mouse in his place.
Here I am. Sorry, lots of work to do.
I
probably needed about 7 different versions of me today.
7 versions.
Wouldn't that be fun to have 7 Callums around?
I'm okay with just the one.
All right. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Dermot Kennedy on the show with us.
I tell you what, the HSE would make a killing if they had 7 versions of me.
Oh, he's always in the hospital. Damn right.
All right. Have a good
day. All right. See
you. Here's the podcast.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Do you mind if I tell you a very emotional story that happened to me on Saturday night?
I actually love that.
Okay, so I ordered a nice chipper. Now, I think we can all agree the weather was very cozy on Saturday. It was absolutely lashing rain.
Great night for a chipper. What did you order?
Just chicken out of curiosity. Burger and curry chips. And then I went that little bit extra. I felt greedy. Gluttony was upon us. I went for an Oreo milkshake.
Oh, winner, winner. That is fantastic. That's a great combo.
I've never ordered an Oreo milkshake before, so I was excited. I was a little bit apprehensive, but I was thinking I'd made the right choice.
My worry about the milkshake is that it would be warm by the time it gets to the house, because the thing with milkshakes, got to be real cold. Otherwise, they're a bit gross.
I did think that. I was thinking if it had completely melted, I would just put it in my freezer for a few minutes. And then
that's
take
not
it
a bad
out.
Idea.
So anyway, ding dong, doorbell. My delivery man is there. I open the door. He's a lovely looking man. Doesn't really speak English, but just lovely eyes, green eyes and everything. And I said, hello, good evening, sir. Horrible weather we're having. And he went, yes, yes.
Anyway, yeah, he goes, I'm outside in it. Thank you.
He takes out the chicken burger.
Yeah.
He takes out the curry chips. I go, splendid. Then he says, right, there was a problem with the milkshake machine.
Oh no!
So there's no milkshake, but I have this. And from his rucksack, he takes out a can of Pepsi.
Oh no!
And I'm standing there thinking, this isn't a great replacement. A can of Pepsi isn't an Oreo milkshake.
But he's doing it like he's doing you a favor. Like,
yeah.
Look, I've got your back here. Like, he knows you. Like.
And then he says, right, there's 3 options I'm giving you right now.
Oh, no.
You can take this can of Pepsi, or B, you can get your milkshake next time you order with us, or 3, you can get...
Just 1B3. Sorry, go
on. Or the last one, you can just get a refund of the milkshake, which was $3.20.
Right.
And I was standing there, and he kept saying, now, the Pepsi is chilled. It's quite cold. You can touch it. And I'm thinking,
really selling it to you.
I wanted the milkshake. I didn't want a Pepsi. So I decided, I went, can I get a receipt, please? Can I get a refund for the thing? And he was like, oh, he sighed. And then he gave me $3.20 in 20 cent coins. And then he started shaking his head and he walked away. And then I was thinking, should I have gone for the Pepsi?
No,
I ate the chicken burger and chips, I went, I wouldn't mind a Pepsi.
I would have taken the milkshake on credit and just been like, ring up in a week later and just be like, I'll take that milkshake, thanks.
Just the milkshake, please. Yeah. Do you think I made the wrong choice?
Yeah, definitely. Because now you had no drink.
087-711-1038. Should I have done?
Don't call. So yeah, you got the change back, did you?
Yeah, it was a very stressful evening, but I believe a little birdie has told me that producer Callum's evening was even more stressful last night.
Give us two words. What does it involve, Callum? Go on.
Small mouse.
Well, Jerry's passionate about this. He's reached out to us.
No, lads, you definitely made the right decision there, taking the refund, because a can of Pepsi in the shop is €1 and a milkshake is €3.20. Yeah. But now, I would have probably bought a can of Pepsi off him out of the 20 cents as he gave you back. Sound, lads?
Just out of spite and then taking the credit for the milkshake anyway. Yeah. All right, producer Callum's here. He had an incident over the weekend with a mouse.
Do you know what? I wish my only problems at the weekend was that I got a Pepsi instead of a milkshake.
What happened last night?
So it happened yesterday afternoon in the kitchen. There was a little noise and it was like a little pitter-pattering of feet and maybe a little squeak, and there was me and Jess in the house, my girlfriend.
So it was Jess, was it?
No.
Pitter-patter.
Jess,
hello, Callum, I'm your girlfriend.
So we just automatically put it down as that we have a rabbit and two dogs.
Great choice of pets.
Thank you. They're not my choice.
Right, okay.
And so we just instantly thought, oh, it'd be the rabbit, because sometimes he like rolls over and makes some noise. So it could have just been him making some noise. Anyway, we were in the kitchen and then I heard a little eek, eek, and looked at the top of the presses just above the oven.
Jess was up there.
What are we having dinner? Make me your bolognese, would you?
And there was a little tail, and I saw its little head pop up.
Oh, no.
And there was a mouse on top of the press.
Describe the mouse. What colour was he?
Brown.
Oh.
Just very small. And it's a weird situation that I'm in. So I currently live in my girlfriend's house with her and her mum.
So, freeloader.
Yeah. So I told Jess's mum, and she was like, right, try and get it out. So I was like, I'll drop some little carrot around. And
carrot? The rabbit's going to eat that.
They turned to the only dominant male in the house. He's trying to feed it.
Anyway, it's been up there for about an hour. From what I know, it wasn't taking the carrot. So I went, I stood on the sort of the counter next to the oven to look on top of the press. And it just ran over my hand, and you wouldn't believe.
Have you washed your hand?
The biggest in the world came from me, just because I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, what did it feel like? It must have been like a massage on your hand.
A little finger massage.
Anyway, so when that happened, obviously I spooked it, and it ran down the back of the press. So it's not in the press. It's sort of in the space between the wall and the press. So that was about 8 o'clock last night, and we've not seen it since. So in our kitchen, there's like we have an Alexa there, and Jess normally puts spin on for the dogs.
Oh, appreciate it. Puts them to sleep.
We rate number one with the dogs.
So if the mouse is listening, because it's in the kitchen and the Alexa's in the kitchen.
Can you actually talk to the Alexa? Go on, talk to Alexa, go.
Okay, mouse.
No, you have to start with Alexa.
No, the
Alexa's
already on.
Sorry, okay, go on.
You're confusing the mouse.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
Maybe the mouse is called Alexa.
Right.
Mouse, if you're in the wall still, just please.
There's just a stack of carrots in the fridge.
Come out.
Feed the rabbit, it's hungry.
Sit on top of the press, just for when I get home, so then I can just pick you up, take you outside and rehome you.
Don't listen to a mouse. You stay firmly in there.
And my life can be just calm and normal.
Get Callum out of the house. There can only be one male.
Take his bed.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I said it to your partner.
Oh, damn. We back.
I don't mind you being here, but you're going to have to go soon when my partner, Graham, returns from holiday.
I'm going to pop in for an old chin wag.
Two Democratic cowboys walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather.
Boy, your hands are damn clammy. Why don't you wipe them on your pants before you touch my hand?
And they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Nick, you begin.
All right, Lewis Capaldi, we all know and love him, man. Would you pull yourself together?
You made me laugh.
Lewis Capaldi. We know the song, Someone You Loved, right?
Yes.
Huge song. Hit number one in, I think, like 10 different countries around the world. Actually only hit number one in America last week. He has proclaimed that he is America's sweetheart. Well, guess what? The girl who inspired that song has come forth.
Oh.
We've seen her. We know who she is. Her name, while I scroll through my page here and find it, is Paige Turley.
Oh, lovely name.
She actually appeared when she was 14 years old on Britain's Got Talent. Simon Cowell absolutely loved her. And they actually, Lewis and Paige, they bonded over their singing. They met in college around 5 years ago.
So she's Scottish.
Motherwell is the name of the college. Yeah, she's Scottish. They were together on and off for about 2 years, but turns out she broke his heart, and then he went away and penned the album that we all know and love now. Well,
thank you very much, Paige, because it's a great album.
And it is a lovely album, and we have her to thank for Lewis's heartbreak and, again, his songs.
Thank you for that story. You were speaking about a wonderful singer.
Boy, I feel like you ain't impressed by my story.
I'm not happy with Celebrity X Factor. The worst TV show I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of bad shows.
We actually, both of us, watched it on Saturday night.
All three of us, yeah. Producer Callum, yourself and myself, not together now.
We were talking about it in the office.
We had a Skype call afterwards.
Yeah.
It's so bad, isn't it?
Oh,
let it go. Why does Simon need to continue on with the X Factor? Is he bored or something? Does he just not want to play with his son, baby Eric? Because the show is dreadful. Half the celebrities, I don't know who they are. And then Martin Bashir.
Oh, Jesus.
The journalist.
Oh, my God.
It was the nail in the coffin for me during his performance when he forgot the words.
I've forgotten my words.
Give it a break, Martin,
absolute
would you?
Absolute stinker.
And Martin got through to the next round.
Look, I don't know. I've watched it the last 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row, he's been in the bottom two.
I didn't see how he wasn't evicted. So what actually happened?
Well, last week, Simon saved him. That he got rid of some girl who actually could sing.
The girl in Love Actually.
Love Actually, yeah. She's all grown up now. She actually could sing. I've never seen anyone as upset as what she was getting evicted from the show. And Martin got through because Simon was like, yeah, people want to see you. Anyway, this week he's in the bottom two again.
He's in the bottom two. People don't want
to
see him.
It came down to Simon again. Simon was like, look, I'm not doing this again. Dermot, who got the least amount of votes. And sure, the other fella got the least amount of votes.
Yeah, so the people that got kicked out was ex-Curry actress Victoria and then former EastEnders actor Johnny. We didn't like Johnny's performance as well.
Too Broadway for me, I think. Too showman-y. But he was, look, no denying he's talented. He was very good, just not my cup of tea.
Tune in next week. Will Martin remember his lyrics?
Do you know what? I'm going to give you the win.
Just because of Martin Bashir.
Yeah, no, we all agree on that.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
We're playing Gotta Get It Wrong.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong.
Gotta get it wrong. It comes back to you from Monday to Friday at 7:45. See what I did there? Selena Gomez's song, Back to You.
Ah, we've moved on from that. Jesus.
Hey, look, let's go to the caller. Big Anto, what is the crack, my brother, my scholar?
How are you this morning, Anthony? Monday morning, you tell Nathan, settle down. I don't need that much energy thrown at me.
Too early.
Anthony, do you mind if I call you Big Anto?
Yeah, walk away.
Oh, lovely.
Happy.
Big Anto, it makes me very happy. How was your weekend?
It was okay.
Get up to much?
Lost my wallet.
Oh, no. How did you lose your wallet?
So I need you to replace the money on Friday.
All right.
Very good.
100 quid. Were you out and about, were you?
Unfortunately.
Right,
any
okay.
advice, Nick?
For lost wallets?
Yeah.
Maybe retrace your steps. That's always a good one. Hopefully it turns up. Hopefully, maybe cancel your cards as well. You don't want anyone like just spending free will there.
That's already done.
Oh, geez. All right, very good. On the ball. All right, here's how the game works. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as possible inside that 60 seconds. No repetition. Your answer has to be in relation to the question. And if you take too long, I will buzz thee out.
I like Big Anto. He says it how it is, you know? Don't you, Anto?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, are you ready to go, Anto?
Yeah, good to go.
Let's do it.
What day was it yesterday?
Tuesday.
How many days are in a week?
15.
Sing a dappy song.
Happy birthday to you.
What band sang Teenage Dirtbag?
Oasis.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Cheese.
Name someone who Katie Price has been married to.
Andy Cole.
Sing a song on someone's birthday.
Happy Christmas.
What is Leo Varadkar's job?
Bin man.
Name an actor in the TV show Dublin Murders.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who is Killian Scott's brother?
Jamie Heaslip.
What sport does Tiger Woods play?
Football.
What nationality is Nick Kay?
Australian.
What is a pineapple a type of?
Chocolate.
What noise does a hamster make?
Oof.
What is Kanye West's job?
Paintbox.
Who is the Taoiseach?
Bertie Ahern.
What is the opposite of hot? Oh, just in time. Hey, look.
Anto, you did well. You were throwing the answers down. I like that.
Big Anto, how did you find that?
It was okay.
Yeah. Smooth. You think you could have done better?
I would do better.
You came on this morning, open, warm. You said you lost your wallet. You reminded me of someone, Big Anto.
Here's that.
You reminded me of a very, very young Mr. Blobby.
The hell's Mr. Blobby? Is that a reference I'm supposed to understand?
Do you remember Mr. Blobby, Big Anto?
I do, unfortunately.
Big Anto loves
He's
it.
He's loving it, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's great to make Big Anto crack.
Yeah.
He's a tough nut to crack, isn't
he? Hadn't cracked up until that point.
I felt Big Anto did not like me at all. And I still don't think he does. But I made him crack. That's the main thing. Big Anto, you got 14.
Ah, fair play.
Hey. Not bad.
We've seen Les win the week, so hang in there, Big Anto. Have a great day. Hopefully you find your wallet, okay?
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
See you, man. Take care.
Bye. Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby, Nick.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We just had Big Anto play Gotta Get It Wrong there a few minutes ago. He scored 14, and I said he
good
was
on
a
you, Anto.
Warm, friendly man, and that he reminded me of Mr. Blobby.
Which, Callum absolutely lost it, and I have no idea who Mr. Blobby is. So there's been a bit of discussion
We're
in the studio.
We're trying to educate you about who Mr. Blobby was, because he was iconic in the 90s.
Callum's...
Just describe what Mr. Blobby looks like.
Callum just put Mr. Blobby. He definitely looks like a pink donut anyway, but he's a more horrifying a marshmallow man looking Michelin kind of... Yeah?
He was a character...
He has yellow spots. Does he have leprosy?
I don't know.
He looks like a donut.
If you don't know who Mr. Blobby... He was a character on Noel Edmonds' TV show. It was Noel's house party. But you saw what he looked like.
Yeah.
This is what he sounds like.
Blobby, Blobby, Blobby.
Blobby, Mr. Blobby.
He had a rave song.
What do you think? Nick.
Were kids scared of him or did they like him?
Disgust on your face.
I reckon you had to be a kid to get it. You had to be a kid.
Was he not big over in Australia?
Never heard of him.
Mr. Blobby.
You guys liked him, did you? Did you just watch him?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I dressed up as Mr. Blobby for Halloween one year.
Did you? Andrew, yeah, newsreader Andrew's in the studio.
When I was about 6 years old.
I guess you had to be a kid in that time.
Come on.
All right.
Have a bit of fun,
I respect Mr. Blobby. I was always calling him Mr. Lobby. Mr. Blobby's
Mr.
legacy.
Mr. Lobby has leprosy.
Let's go. Spin 103.8 travel update with Ice Skating Blanchardstown.
Ireland's biggest and best ice skating experience. Opening soon. Get in early at iceskating.ie.
All right, let's check those roads. The run into work, Mr. Blobby, this morning. How are we looking?
There's a crash on the M50 southbound before the red car blocking the middle and right lane.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Every day at 9:45, Graham normally does choose the news, but because he's been away, Nick, you've been filling in for him.
A lot of pressure on me. It's a hard... three stories every day. I mean, come on, a lot of work.
But Nick, you brought us a very interesting story on Friday's show.
This story is about an elderly woman in France. She was selling a house, had an auctioneer come around to value the property. This auctioneer spotted on the wall a painting. Have a guess how much that said painting sold for. 24 million euro.
Now, when you delivered that story, you're quite critical of the painting because you printed it off and you went, geez, how is it worth that? It's not that great.
If you saw the painting, it just looks like any other olden day faded piece of art. Do you know what I'm talking about, right?
I think you're being quite pig ignorant to art and the craft that artist went through, and then Callum thought of a great idea.
So I smell a challenge. You know how next week you're on the show Monday, Tuesday?
Yes.
I think on Monday we need to make you paint something. I'll put it up on a popular auction website.
Auction.
And we shall see how much it sells for.
There we go.
That's an idea that's just come to mind. That's why I get paid a little bit of money.
So that's where we are currently. I can see that producer Callum has bought some very cheap looking paint.
I see a canvas.
We have a blank canvas. We have nearly 8 brushes beside the paint. Nick, we are going to get you
to paint a picture.
And then we might see how much it will sell for.
Because my whole thing was, I can't understand how something that's so plain and so non-impressive to me can go for 24 million, right? So I'm thinking I could paint something and it could sell for a lot of money.
So what do you think you're going to paint?
Here's what I want to do, right? I don't know what I'm going to paint, but I want to throw it out there right now. 087-711-1038. Get in touch with us. Text, actually, probably best, send in voice notes, right? I want advice. What should I paint? And do you have any direction for me? Are you an art student? Have you done some painting yourself? What sort of things should I be doing to put on this canvas? And then I'm only going to, it's going to take me 10 minutes. We're going to do it in the ad break. We'll probably put it on Instagram Live. And then we're going to throw it on eBay. We'll check in tomorrow and see how much money it's made.
So calling all art students out there, if you're listening, maybe you can just give Nick some advice. What technique should he use?
Art students are great. Get in touch. But just anyone, if you've got advice or what you think I should paint.
Yeah, come on. 087-711-1038. We are all going to become millionaires.
Yeah. We will check in with you after Joel Corey and Sorry. I'm actually excited to do some painting.
We were looking for your suggestions about what Nick should paint. Roisin says you should flick a load of colours at the canvas and call it art.
I suggested that to producer Callum and I thought that was a great idea.
Michelle says there should be loads going on. Any landscape, maybe a business park and Dublin at night.
Wow. I've never painted in my life. That's a lot to do in my first thing.
Hannah says Michael D should definitely be in it.
Okay.
Did you do little Michael D, the president?
I might offend him, though, because he's not going to look great as a painting.
Michael might buy it. You never know.
Yeah, well, the point is to see how much it goes for, because we're going to put it on eBay. Mark's got in touch on WhatsApp voice note.
You should paint the M50 because it's such an iconic structure.
Ooh, what do you think?
I actually think I'm pretty good at painting roads. That's actually top of the list for me.
That's tickled your fancy.
It actually has.
Erica, what do you think Nick should paint?
Probably a rugby ball with all the different colours of the flags that took part in the Rugby World Cup.
Oh, I like it. I like that you're kind of being relevant because the Rugby World Cup has just finished up and...
I don't think Nick can draw a rugby ball.
I mean,
it's not too bad.
Just an oval, isn't it?
It's just a basic shape, really, isn't it?
Now, did you study art in school?
I did, but I kind of gave that up after 6 years.
Right. How would you recommend that I work the flags into the rugby ball?
Maybe just do dashes of pink here, there, of the colours that are in the flags rather than the flags themselves.
More abstract. I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give him any techniques or any artists he should be looking up for inspiration?
Maybe a bit of Van Gogh, you know?
Oh, wow. That's definitely of the era that I think I'm trying to go for.
Didn't Van Gogh's ear get ripped off?
In an MMA fight? No?
I heard that's what happened to him, yeah. Maybe play your Rugby World Cup background for some inspiration.
Ah, that'd be nice, yeah.
With old Stolen City. Very good.
Erica, thank you so much for the advice, okay? Have a lovely day.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
So maybe if you have any other suggestions, 087-711-1038. Let's go to a song. When we come back, we'll take any last suggestions and probably come up with what it is I'm going to paint.
As it stands at the moment, do you think it's the M50 for you?
Yeah, that's still top of the list. Nice old road, bit of trees. I like that.
What about a business park?
Maybe, like, vaguely in the distance.
Oh, that'd be beautiful. We've been looking for your suggestions. Mark, at the moment, tickled your fancy.
He said, M50. It seems easy enough because I'm not an artist.
Kevin says, Callum feeding Nathan grapes in a toga.
Oh, I love that.
Do you like that idea?
I don't know how I would draw that
onto the M50.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice? Philip also says, can you get the spire in there too?
I mean, you can't see the spire from the M50. That's
but
the only
we
thing.
Want a lot happening. We don't just want the M50.
Do we want it to be Dublin-centric?
Yeah, it could
we
be
do.
Beautiful.
Okay. So Lewis, Aaron has got in touch and he said this.
All right, lads. You definitely should paint the Lewis. Come on. Most iconic thing in Dublin. Best thing in the world, huh?
Oh,
he knows what's
the
up.
Lewis, we're also on Instagram Live. Hello, how are you?
If
official
you're watching,
Spin 103.
Get ready for to paint.
We need a decision here.
Okay, I.
What are you thinking?
I'm going to go for. Here's what I'm going to do, right?
Right.
I'm going to combine a few of these. We're going to go M50.
Yes.
We're going to chuck the Spire in there.
Lovely.
And I'm going to chuck the Lewis in there as well.
And what about Callum feeding me grapes? Is
no,
that
that's
too much?
Too technical. Yeah, this is more abstract. And then what I'm going to do, we're going to stick it on eBay, and then we're going to check in at 9:45 tomorrow, see how much money has been bid for it. Because
right.
That's the whole thing, is it's a
good.
Pointless piece of art. How much can you sell it for?
And I want half of this money.
Yep, sure, we can split it. Probably
Daddy.
Three ways with producer Callum as well. Actually, Andrew, who reads the news, do you want a chunk of the cash as well?
I wasn't really paying much attention, but yeah, cash sounds good.
Ah, yeah, Andrew will take some cash. All right, we're going to paint that next.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Testing, 1, 2, check, check. Yeah, you're on Fully Charged. Graham and Nathan, Nick Kay sitting in while Graham's off. We've got 8:33 at the moment. There's Dan and Shay with the Biebs.
Can I paint a picture for you?
No, I'm doing that.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what's going on. On Friday's show, Nick brought us a story about an elderly woman that had a picture in her house that sold for nearly 25 million. And Nick then went on a rant saying that he could do a better picture than that because he printed it off and he said it looked terrible. So we set yeah. Nick the challenge.
I'm actually painting as we speak. We're on Instagram Live. I'm just thumbs up to Instagram if you're looking.
Official Spin 103.
How are you getting on?
That is what Nick looked like. He is currently.
Nathan, just to describe to everyone what it is that I'm painting firstly and then maybe describe what you're looking at on the canvas.
Okay, so you said that you were going to paint the M50,
yep.
A Lewis, and the Spire. There's
yep.
going to be a lot of things going on in your painting. Once the painting is done, we're going to put it on eBay and see how much it can sell for.
Oh, I've just
Nick, what's going on at the moment with your brush?
Snapped a brush.
He has snapped a brush. He does have anger problems.
And
Dip it in water first.
Come
okay.
on. It's a soft brush.
I will say, producer Callum did not spare any expense in buying these paint and canvas, so.
Oh, you're using a miniature brush. Why don't you use the other brush?
Because I need it. This is a fresh brush for the yellow.
You're just using the tip of a brush. It's a very odd technique. Anyone that is actually watching the painting,
this is a new technique. I'm going to be a famous ass one day and they're going to look back at this and think, geez, Nick did that in his first painting.
The first thing you did in your painting was you drew the M50.
Yep.
Nobody knew what you were actually doing because it was such an odd technique.
But I had a vision.
Describe what you did.
So I painted the road. I just did a big black line through the middle of the page and everyone was like, what is that? And then it slowly, slowly came together. Now it has come together.
I'm very concerned about your Lewis. It looks like a dead eel.
But no, so it's meant to be abstract. You can see that it is.
Why is the Lewis a very disgusting dark grey with a yellow outline?
Is that not what the Lewis looks like?
Though? I don't think the Lewis looks like that. Look, we're going to continue on.
So Callum's actually jumped behind the desk to do the buttons for me because I'm, hello Instagram, I'm sitting over here
He's
painting.
Sitting in a corner. It's a weird atmosphere in the studio.
I'm holding a microphone in my hand. I actually feel like I'm on a TV show.
Yeah, quite a poor TV show. Nick is going to continue on painting.
Yeah, we're on Instagram Live if you want to check us out.
Official Spin 103.8. How long do you have?
Let's say the end of when we come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
here's Sagala. Just got paid on Spin.
Oh, thanks, mate.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Hi, this is Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy!
Every morning this week, we are giving away a pair of tickets to see Dermot Kennedy when he performs at Malahide Castle on the 26th of June next year. That is a Friday.
You know how he's got that song Outnumbered?
Yeah.
We're going to play a game called Out of the Drum Numbered, right?
I think it's actually called Out of the Drum Comes a Number.
Yeah, that's probably better. Yeah, so we have these drums, they look incredibly familiar.
Yes, I remember. There's so much dust on it. I don't know when the last time I used this drum was, but it does fill me with joy.
Looks like it came from China.
This is going to be an interesting one, okay? So in this drum, we've got numbers 1 to 10. We're going to give it an old spin.
Yep.
and then open up the phone lines to 087-711-1038. Whatever number is on the ball will correspond to what number phone line will be today's winner.
So this is really important. You need to ring, not text or WhatsApp or anything like that. You need to ring 087-711-1038 and you need to be the number caller that comes out of the drum.
For example, if number two ball comes out, then the second caller is going to win those tickets.
Okay,
right.
As soon as that number pops out, the phone lines are open again. 087-711-1038. Go on, Nathan.
Are we
what
ready?
Is
Here we
number?
Go. Oh, it's a good old spin. Oh, it feels good. We have a number, and it is number three.
All right, if you call the three, you win those tickets to see Dermot Kennedy. Here's how we got on.
It's Ben.
Ben.
Benny boy. You feeling confident?
Hopefully, Nathan.
You think you're going to be line three? I can tell you are line one.
Oh,
first caller. I'm sorry, Ben.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ben. Caller number two. Hello, good morning.
Hello, who is this?
Andrew.
Andrew, you've just missed out, brother. You're caller two. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
All right. Cheers, man. Try again tomorrow. All right, let's do this, Nathan.
Hello, who is this?
Hello?
Who is this? Who we got?
Charlene.
Are you a fan of Dermot Kennedy?
I am.
Have you ever seen Dermot Kennedy before?
No, never.
And how do you think you've gone in terms of callers' numbers?
Well, I'm hoping to be number three.
You're hoping. You're praying to the gods and they've answered because you are caller number three!
Woo!
Oh,
lovely.
Oh, Charlene, you are going to see Dermot Kennedy.
Sorry, Dermot who?
Dermot Kennedy, when he performs at Malloy Castle next year, going to be a hell of a gig.
Lovely, thanks very much.
And here's a bit of a hot tip for you there, Charlene. Make sure you're listening to us tomorrow because Dermot Kennedy's going to be on the show with us. We'll be chatting to him, okay?
Oh, great. Thanks very
See
much.
See you, Charlene. Bye.
Bye.
More chances to pick up tickets tomorrow for Dermot Kennedy's
That's a
gig.
Hot tip that you gave Charlene there.
I don't give out hot tips often, but when I do, they're big.
Aye, aye, aye.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Oh, come on.
Here we go. It's Catchphrase on the radio.
Wow, that is how you butcher a song.
No, we want it back, I think.
Every Monday, we do Catchphrase on the radio. I normally go up against a listener, but because Graham's away, I am the host. Nick, you're going up against a listener. I really hope you lose because you're very arrogant. Jay, do you think you can beat Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay.
I love it, Jay.
It's big talk from you, my good sir. Did you hear me last week?
Yeah.
Mate, I'm pretty good at this game, so I wish you the best of luck.
Okay, I don't need luck, man.
Oh, ooh, confidence.
Jay,
I like it.
Do you ever watch Catchphrase?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm pretty crap at it.
No, Jay. Please. I believe in you. I think you're going to win those cinema passes.
No.
So,
To be honest, man, I have no hope at all.
Oh, Jay, no, come on.
Jay, I believe in you, brother. Come on, let's do this.
It could be mind games. Maybe Jay is trying to make it appear like he's bad, but he's actually great.
I
guarantee it is not mind games.
Jay, this is how it works, okay? Three rounds. Each round, it gets easier. I'm going to give you some clues, and I won't say any word that's in the catchphrase.
Sick as a dog.
If you know what it is, just shout it out. Are you ready, both of you?
Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, best of luck, Jay. First round, this catchphrase is set in the bathroom. Any idea?
Shower.
In the bathroom.
Any idea, guys? Come on.
Catchphrase in the bathroom.
Oh, he's consulting with a team of
I like
people.
The way he has an army of people around him. Nick, are you going to say anything?
You've actually stumped
okay,
me.
Okay, let's go to round two. Someone is washing themselves in the bathroom. Any idea of a catchphrase?
Taking a bath.
What are you saying?
Taking a bath.
Taking a bath, Jay. I can tell you are wrong.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Nick, scrub-a-dub-dub. Incorrect.
Clean as a whistle.
No. Oh, very good. Right, we're going to the last round.
Oh, Jay.
Get ready for it, Jay. If you know what it is, shout it out very quickly, okay?
Sound. Go ahead.
Young children are raining from something overhead.
Oh, clean as a baby's bum or something like that, no?
Young children, they're raining.
Raining.
From something overhead.
Think about it.
It's a it's showering kids.
Shower, taking a shower.
Yeah, but young children. Another word for young
it's
children.
A baby shower.
He's done it.
No.
He's done it 2 weeks in a row.
Once again.
Suck on them lemons, Jay.
I did say we'd be no good at this. Plus,
Jay,
we're playing fan three.
What happened?
In fairness, it took me a while.
Mark, there's no Dermot Kennedy.
Mark's looking for Dermot.
Boys, we got Dermot Kennedy on the show tomorrow. He's going to be hanging out with us, okay? Make sure you're listening. And Jay, you've been a great challenger. Thank you so much.
And look, cheers, man. Jay, we're going to give you some cinema passes for being a gent, okay?
Thanks, man.
You and Mark, enjoy yourself. Thank you very much for playing, okay?
See you there, lads. Good luck.
See you, man.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Money.
Hey, it's Spin 103.8. Fully Charged Graham and Nathan. Nick Case sitting in while Graham's away.
Speaking about money.
It's time to choose the news.
If you weren't listening to Friday's show, at this part, Choose the News, Nick told us a story about an elderly French woman that had a painting in her house sold for nearly 25 million.
Yeah.
You started slamming it on the airwaves saying that it was a terrible painting.
Well, less slamming, more disbelief as to how something so non-appealing, to me anyway, it's subjective, can sell for that amount of money.
You
like.
Even said that you think you could have done a better painting, so that's why this morning we set you the challenge to do a painting, and we are going to put it on eBay and see how much it sold for.
I actually would love to cross over to producer Callum. Has that we had any bids on eBay as yet?
Not yet. So I've had to upload it, and it goes to the UK site, and then they convert into euros. So the minimum bid is £1 or €1.16. So that's what it currently stands at.
Oh, lovely.
A lot of information, but what I'm hearing is disappointment.
It also takes a 35-cent service charge.
I'm not paying that.
So if you weren't listening at 8 o'clock, Nick, can you just describe what you painted?
Yeah, basically the challenge was set. I didn't know what I was going to be painting, so we opened up the phone lines. A lot of people got in contact with the show and suggested some different options. What we landed on was a combination of what a few people suggested. We got the M50, we got the Lewis, and we got the Spire. Not an accurate geological representation of what Dublin looks like.
No, of course. And also, just your Lewis looks like a dead eel.
But what you have to remember is that an abstract picture. So,
did you enjoy making it?
I did. I think I like painting. I haven't painted since I was in preschool.
So if you're listening to this and you actually want to check out the painting, it's on our Instagram, official Spin1038. You can see the Instagram live video of Nick painting.
It's really therapeutic watching me paint for half an hour.
It's also on eBay as we speak. It is titled Original Painting by Nick K.
That's beautiful. I love it. I'm really happy with this, guys.
If you want to bid for it,
no,
don't
bother because
it looks stressful.
Let's make it organic. I don't want to encourage anyone to do anything. I want to just, what we're going to do is we're going to check in this time tomorrow, and we're just going to see what it's at. And look, it is open for 3 days, so you and Graham will have to check in probably Wednesday or Thursday.
The sky is orangey.
There's a nice sunset there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.